Let's talk about brevity of life. How life is too short. By going through the book of Psalms, chapter 90, verses 10. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet the span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. So we are only here for 70 or 80 years. Even those who are lucky live to 90 or 100, but that's short. Let's say now you are 20 years, 25 or 30 years. That means you either have 60, 55 or 50 or even 40 years just left to live in this world. That's not a longer time. Time is very short and time is running out. You know? This is just to challenge you that don't live your life like you have 1,000 years to be here. We are here today. Tomorrow, we are gone. We had greater people in this world. Just like Martin Luther King Jr. Just like Nelson Mandela. Just like Apostle John the Baptist. They're no longer here today. Just like Rosa Parks. They're gone. These are the people who are great, who impacted positively in the world. But they're no longer here. So don't waste your time doing what you don't love just because you have to survive. Don't waste your time doing what you don't love just because you have to pay bills. Everybody got bills. So don't live your life for bills. Don't waste your time doing what you don't love just to impress other people. You are not living this life for other people. Live this life for yourself. Every human being was given breath by God. And how you spend your breath is a rent back to God. Life is a gift to us from God. And how we live our life is a gift back to God. So don't waste your time in the things that don't add value in this life. Live your dreams. It's gonna be tough. In the road to pursuing your dream, the road to living the life of your dream, in the love, in the road to pursuing your purpose, there are gonna be troubles. People you expect to support you are gonna run away from you. Some may be your friends, some may be your family, some may be your colleagues, some may be your associates. But nobody holds you anything in this world. It's your life, so stop blaming other people for your current circumstances. Stop blaming other people for what you're going through in life at the moment. Don't blame your employer. Don't blame the government. Don't blame your friends. Don't blame your family. They owe you nothing. You owe it to yourself to get yourself out where you are, to where you need to be in life. So don't wait for circumstances to be right. Start where you are with what you have and start now, start today. Because tomorrow you may not be here. Most people wait until they're on their deathbed to start regretting for the opportunities they never took. The great pastor, Miles Monroe, the late, said that the wealthiest place in the planet is in the graveyard, because in the graveyard there are songs that were never sung. In the graveyard are poems that were never written. In the graveyard are businesses that were never started. In the graveyard are potential that were never realized. So what are you doing with your time today? Time is the only great gift that the beggars and the wealthy people share in common. Stop wasting your time in the things that don't add value. Stop wasting your time making other people to cry or to worsen their life or to make them feel like they're small people. Stop wasting your time in the unnecessary things. Stop wasting your time on the things that don't lead you to the road of your destiny. Life is very short. And make the most of each day of your life. Because at the end of this life, if you're not accountable to human beings for your wrong actions, you're going to be accountable to the Creator God Almighty. So the time to live your life is now. It's now. Now. So let's live our dream. And let's go out and achieve victory and greatness, because we all have the power within us to do that. It's possible. It can be done. It can be done. It can be done.